you've done this for a good portion of your life, right?
Yes, in terms of teaching part of it, probably in the neighborhood of 30 years total. Been in education close to 40 years.
And you've done this out in the real world too, right?
Yes, I have. Probably equated all out about 10 years experience in the real world. And owned my own shop at one time for about 5 years. So I've had a lot of good experience over the years.
So tell me, what's the program today that you had six students graduate from? What was the program about? What was it supposed to accomplish?
Well, it's a 12-week intensive program. Students spend 20 hours a week for 12 weeks with us. And its main purpose is to prepare them with the background they need to get into the CNC machining industry as CNC machine operators and hopefully down the road CNC machinists.
What kind of qualifications do you have to get in this? I mean, how much experience did any of these people have when they got here?
In terms of the machining end of it, most students have not had any experience. It's good to have some good basic math background, but machine-wise, it's not at all necessary. It helps if you have had, but it's definitely not necessary.
So the graduates are basically ready to do what at the end of their 12 weeks?
They're ready to go to work for a local machining company, hopefully. And they will probably start them out on a CNC machine as an operator. At first, they might just be loading parts and making parts and doing some basic inspection work on the parts after they've been machined. But hopefully, with the background that they've got here, hopefully that they'll be able to work into doing their own setup also. And hopefully they develop an interest that some of them will turn into programmers down the road.
So when you say CNC operator, though, for a lot of people who don't know, what is it they're doing? I mean, what does being a CNC operator mean you are now capable of doing?
They are, what they're actually doing, they're machining components on a machine similar to what manual machines were in the old days, are now computer controlled. But they're machining components for the automotive industry, for aerospace, aircraft industry. Some of the places do automotive work, some do work for the government. So they're machining a lot of different components that go into a lot of different things. And every company's nature of work is a little bit different. But they are operating a machine. They probably aren't turned loose at actually setting that machine up. There's a lot involved in setting the machine up. But hopefully most of them will work into people who can do that also.
And how much of a demand is there for people to do this? Because we hear a lot about folks saying, we don't make anything here in America anymore. So how much demand is there for somebody to actually make stuff?
In the Terre Haute area, over the past 5 years, the demand has been very great because we have placed the majority of our students in machining jobs. The vast majority of them machining jobs. Either that or they've continued on with their education, got a degree from Ivy Tech in machining, and then go out and become very successful. Nationwide, I've been at this a long time, and I've seen the machining industry do nothing but grow since I first started out. And we hear that a lot of manufacturing has left the country, and a lot of things are manufactured overseas, obviously, but there's still lots and lots of manufacturing in the country, and there's a lot of manufacturing in the state of Indiana. It's probably one of the biggest manufacturing states.
So
there's a lot of jobs out there.
So what's the success rate for people coming in here? You've taught several of these classes now, and you're getting ready to start another one, I know. And actually, you actually teach some folks that are on special programs in Department of Corrections facilities. So what's the success rate for any of the students that you have come in here?
Well, what we've done for the Department of Corrections is kind of in its early stages yet, so there's not a whole lot out on that. But in terms of the students, there's been this 12-week program. This is, I believe, the 16th one. I've done the last 14 of them. And I'm not going to give you an exact percentage, but in terms of students who have been placed in a machining job or continued their education in machining, I know that it's up around in the neighborhood of 90%. And the ones that are not doing that are from personal choice. But it may be a little bit better than that, but it's a good percentage.